The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, in with Pat Devaney, my husband and assistant and fellow realtor.
Assistant? I got promoted. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. I didn't tell you about that?
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. We have two very special guests today from Disaster Blaster, Christy Leyland, Marketing and Service Manager, and Gary Lyons, the General Manager. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Jackie and Pat.
Thanks for coming in with us. We look forward to having a great discussion with you today. We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss numerous real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. We are the proud recipient of the Quality Service Award from Century 21 for 2010. You can email us during the week
at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us at 570-344-6724.
You can view our listings, search the MLS, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. You can friend us on Facebook at Jack Ruddy. Okay, good morning, Gary and Christy from Disaster Blaster in Avoca. Could you tell us a little bit about you, your company, and what you do, please?
Sure. Disaster Blaster is a full-service indoor restoration firm. We specialize in water damage mitigation, fire damage restoration, mold remediation, asbestos abatement, and soon-to-be radon mitigation as well.
Great. And that's one of the topics we're going to talk about today is asbestos. So we're happy to have you here. How long has the company been in business? And can you tell me a little bit about the company profile and some of the people that work with you?
Sure. Disaster Blaster has been in business since 2006, but all of the management and staff has had nearly 20 years experience plus in the indoor restoration industry.
Great. Good news. How about your actual physical address of where you are and contact information?
Our address is 911 Main Street in Avoca. Our phone number is 570-963-1123, and our website is www.disasterblaster.com.
Oh, that's easy.
Yes.
How many counties do you serve?
We serve about 7 counties in northeastern Pennsylvania, from Monroe County, Luzerne, Lackawanna, Wyoming, Columbia County.
Wow. Cover quite an area. Great. For our purposes today, we're going to talk about asbestos. Let's start with, what is asbestos?
Asbestos is a generic name given to a natural product of minerals that's mined. And asbestos was widely used because of its fireproofing capabilities. It's very resilient, very flexible, very strong. So it's used in a number of different uses, both in manufacturing and in homes as well, in building construction.
Where could asbestos-containing materials be located in a home?
You could actually find asbestos in lots of materials in the home, especially in the older homes. You'll find it in your siding. A lot of sidings are asbestos sidings. They also, it's common to find it in your roofing materials. Inside the home, you're going to find it often in your acoustical ceilings and in your floor tiles. Floor tiles, in particular, if you have a 9-inch floor tile, you can almost guarantee that's asbestos. Some of the 12-inch floor tiles are also asbestos.
They're the older, what they used to use, the marble-looking type of style to them in kitchens and bathrooms, and actually sometimes they're in bedrooms too.
Yes, they have that marble look, and they're also, you can tell the difference a little bit because they're a lot, they're breakable, they're not flexible like the tiles that they make today.
Like linoleum or vinyl.
Yes.
Where you can bend it.
Right.
Well, these are, if you picked it up, it would break.
It would break in,
okay,
those cases, yes.
How about, do you see it on steam lines?
Often pipe wrap is made out of asbestos. Sometimes you'd have to have a test it to really tell, but often they use cement pipe wrap as well, and that, of course, would not normally have asbestos in it.
Right, and it's hard to tell the difference unless you test it.
It's very hard to tell the difference.
Right. Okay. So all these materials, and believe it or not, in my many years of doing real estate, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Gordy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker, here today talking with Disaster Blaster from Avoca, Christy Leyland, Marketing and Service Manager, and Gary Lyons, the General Manager. We're talking about asbestos, and a lot of times when I go into homes, believe it or not, still to this day, I've seen furnaces, large units encased in asbestos. Why would they do that?
It's a great insulator. They use asbestos for two different things. One, it was to insulate because it's a phenomenal insulator. And the other reason they used it was to strengthen materials. So it's used, for instance, in shingles, it was used actually to strengthen the material.
Yeah, it always amazed me that I would go in and see this monster size, this huge furnace, and it would have the asbestos covering on it.
Of course, back when they did that, they didn't realize the safety concerns with regards to asbestos either. So.
They couldn't have. And when was it phased out in res? I know that they're in schools commercially, they're looking at asbestos, and in the homes, it's residential. That's what we're pretty much talking about here. When was asbestos phased out as a material that could be used in a home?
It was about 1986 when the Hazard Emergency Response Act started, and that was more focused towards the abatement of schools and making people more aware of the hazard of asbestos. It wasn't until mid-90s, I believe, when the phase-out actually took place more residentially than commercially and in schools.
Still, it's still found in products, correct?
It's still found in products, not so much in the prevalence of from a consumer aspect of it, too. You know, you won't find it in the basements on your pipe wrap put on now with right. new home builds, but they could be removed at that point if it was something that was built, an older home that was built years ago. But from the fireproofing aspect of it and more manufacturing commercial aspects, asbestos is still used.
It's still around.
And mined outside of the United States.
Okay, so how do I know if I have an asbestos-containing material in my home? What do I do? If I suspect that maybe the pipe wrap is asbestos, or could be that cement that Gary talked about before. What do I do? What are the steps I take?
Well, there's actually two different categories of asbestos. There's friable asbestos and there's non-friable asbestos. But what a lot of people have to realize is any asbestos in good condition, okay, where it's not ripped apart or frayed or degraded or anything like that, it is fine to just leave well enough alone, basically. In a lot of older homes that we're starting to see the pipe wrap frayed, pulled apart, water damage, that asbestos has to be removed.
Does it have to be removed or can it be encapsulated?
There's different stages. There's encapsulation and removal. And basically up to the homeowner what they feel is necessary. But if they encapsulate it, for example, pipe wrap, if they put the metal taping over it or something to encapsulate it, if something were to happen, water damage or something, they'd still have to remove it and completely abate the asbestos wrap.
Can they remove it themselves? Put it in a garbage bag and put it out at the curb?
It depends on the total linear feet of the asbestos wrap. For a homeowner to do it themselves, there are safety precautions to be able to do it. They'd have to read up on do a little bit of research to do it safely. Our recommendation, obviously, is to hire a professional to prevent any kind of contamination further.
Good. Hold that thought because we're going to come back to that. Gary, did you want to mention something, please?
I just wanted to mention that when you're removing asbestos, one of the biggest concerns is the fact that the fibers get up into the air, so it has to be done. We recommend that a professional do it so that the rest of the home isn't contaminated with these fibers.
Right. Yeah, they're probably small little molecules floating through the air. Who knows what you're breathing in? And it goes, like you said, throughout the house, and God forbid there's children or even I wouldn't want to be taking that in.
Correct.
Okay, good advice. Okay, Well, we're headed towards a break. Before we do so, I was doing some research on the computer pulling statistics, and I couldn't believe in a one-month period out of 124 sold properties, both residential single-family homes and multi-dwelling properties, out of 124 that sold, 56 were cash transactions. People paid cash for these properties. They did not rely on financing. That's 45% of the sold properties in a one-month period sold for cash. And I just thought that that was remarkable, something I wanted to mention. And most of those properties were under $100,000. However, there were plenty of properties, at least a dozen over that $100,000 mark, and some as significant as $400,000 and $450,000. So there's a lot of cash out there. And Pat, you wanted to announce something?
Yeah, I have an article that says, "Is America ready to invest in homes again?" It says in the years 1998 to 2008, Americans put away $250 billion a year into savings. Starting in 2008, consumers became more careful of spending and are now saving $600 billion a year. Spending on food, clothing, utilities, healthcare has hit new highs. So you want to ask yourself, where are the savings coming from? Well, vehicle sales have fallen from 16 million units a year to 12 million units a year over the past 3 years. And home sales have fallen. New home sales were, in 2005, they were 1.2 million. And last year, they were only 300,000. And existing home sales have fallen from 7.1 million in 2005 to 5 million last year. The process of saving more and reducing debt is not only being done by consumers, businesses, and banks. State and local governments are doing it also. Is only the federal government has been moving in the opposite direction. And even that trend is slowing with the debt ceiling bill being passed in August. So even though there are major hurdles, there are signs that sales and prices have hit bottom. So we can expect businesses and consumers to increase spending, and hopefully tomorrow will be different.
Hopefully.
I hope so.
Yeah. And that was Lawrence Young, the chief economist of National Association of Realtors. That was his article, correct?
Yes, he's very hopeful that tomorrow will be different.
Okay. Well, so am I. And it's time for a short break. We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years' experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724, or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way.
Welcome back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am Jackie Ruddy, and with my husband, fellow realtor and assistant, Pat Devaney.
Oh, Thank you for that promotion.
I knew you'd like that.
Oh, I do.
Okay. Our special guest here today with us, Disaster Blaster from Avoca, Christy Leyland, Marketing and Service Manager, and Gary Lyons, General Manager. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Before the break, we were starting to talk about the removal of asbestos, and it's recommended, highly recommended, strongly suggested that a professional remove asbestos from a property, a residence. And we were also talking, we hit on a couple things about asbestos being banned. The manufacturing of asbestos is no longer in the United States. It's we import it from other countries, but actually it's still out there. Asbestos as a product is still out there, correct?
Yes, it is. A lot of people think that asbestos is banned. When it was banned in the United States, that the use of asbestos products were banned in the United States, and that's not true. What is banned in the United States is the mining of asbestos and also the manufacture of asbestos products. The reality is that we import a lot of materials and a lot of building materials that are made out of asbestos. Shingles
roofing,
to this day,
right,
are still made out of asbestos. And one of the things, brake shoes is made out of asbestos as well. And there are other things as well.
Floor tiles. There's asbestos clothing. And like you said, some car parts, brake pads and brake linings.
Right. In our military, I mean, they use asbestos on a regular basis on chips and things like that because the product was a great product. We got into this problem, quite frankly, in the United States because it wasn't we didn't realize that it was harmful during the manufacturing and the mining process.
Okay, good point. I like that point. And we're talking, and Christy, you had mentioned the difference. Well, you were talking about there are different types of asbestos, friable, non-friable. Can you explain what the definition of friable and non-friable is?
Sure. Friable asbestos can easily be crumbled or powdered by hand. It's commonly used in fireproofing, condensation control like pipe wrap, acoustical insulation. Non-friable asbestos are bound in a matrix and not easily shedding their fibers. Examples of that would be resilient floor coverings, mastics, like the glue to hold down the floor tiles.
And asbestos siding, something like that would be non-friable.
That would be non-friable because it's more rigid.
And friable would be like the asbestos on covering the steam lines.
The pipe wrap, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. I got it. But friable, if asbestos becomes damaged, if it's non-friable, it becomes then classified as friable because it's breaking apart.
Correct. A rigid floor tile, for example, if it was damaged by water damage or something like that, if it became damaged where it's pulverized, then it would move to, you know, the friable class,
okay,
where it would cause an air quality issue.
Okay. So, I mean, when asbestos is found in a home, do you then often tell the homeowner they should do an air quality test?
Typically with pipe wrap, you can tell. You know, we can typically eyeball it to determine whether it looks like previous asbestos wrap that we have removed in the past. So it's based on experience and knowledge of what it looks like. Same thing with floor tile. Any of that, you can get tested. There's ceiling tiles that are made out of asbestos that are non-friable, even with spackle and a drywall material. It's called transit board, but that's an asbestos product as well. But any of those, a sample can be sent to a laboratory for air sampling, but that's an additional cost.
Okay. So, you know, a lot of times people can just, and I know you said it at the first half of the show, that if it's in good condition, leave it be. Don't touch it. It won't touch you if you just let it go. But if it's decaying, damaged, obviously you want to bring a professional in, assess the situation, decide from there what to do. And you strongly recommend that the homeowner doesn't take that matter into their own hands. How about when you see these products? I know there's a lot of homes that have asbestos siding. There's roofs, shingles that contain asbestos. What is your recommendation as a professional? Can people side over this or use a to-date shingle to a composition shingle to go over that asbestos shingle, or is it recommended to remove those items?
There's nothing wrong with re-siding a home with a different type of siding and going directly over the asbestos siding. existing asbestos siding. As far as the roofs is concerned, most of your roofing products are going to have some asbestos in it.
Anyway.
Okay. You're not going to. I wanted to mention something about vermiculite insulation because one of the things, while vermiculite insulation is actually not made with asbestos and doesn't have asbestos in it, in the United States, during the mining process, most of the vermiculite, when it was mined out of a mine that also had asbestos in it, and they did not know it. So the recommendation with vermiculite, if you have it, is to have it tested to make sure that it doesn't have asbestos in it.
There's a number out there, percentage, like 70% of the vermiculite out there might have been contaminated by this mine.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
How do you identify vermiculite? How do you know you have it?
Vermiculite is like a crystallized, hard, almost like a mineral compound type of insulation.
Does it have a color to it?
It's like different shades of gray.
Different shades of gray. So, and you find it mostly, was it blown in? What kind of insulation? Where do you see it? In attics and basements?
I've seen it blown into walls, but I mostly see it in attics or crawl spaces.
Okay. So if someone thinks that they may have vermiculite, it's a good idea to have it tested to see if there's asbestos in it. And what is your recommendation? How do you get it out of these walls?
Well, first off, if it's in the wall and you're not going to need to bother it, it's encapsulated, so it's not harmful. The only time you would need to deal with it if it was in the wall is if, say, you had a situation where you were remodeling, you were going to tear that wall out, and you found the insulation in there. At that point, you want to have it tested to see if it is, in fact, containing asbestos, and if it is, you want to have it removed professionally.
Well, sometimes you go into attics, and as a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable, and here with us today is Disaster Blaster from Avoca. Gary Lyons is the general manager. Christy Leyland is the marketing and service manager, and we're talking about asbestos, and in particular right now we're talking about vermiculite insulation that may contain asbestos. And a lot of times when we walk up into attics and we're showing a home, you see not only that insulation in the eaves, but it's sometimes laying there on the floor. So if you suspect it's vermiculite, which may contain asbestos, your recommendation is to have a test, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Then you find that it's asbestos. You're saying if it's in the walls and you're not going to be ripping out walls, just leave it be, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, what about that excess that's laying around the perimeter of the attic?
In the attic, there's a couple things you could do. You can actually encapsulate it with plastic to keep it in. And, if it's if the attic's not considered a living area of the house, so that is permissible to do that, to just keep it in so it's not blowing around. If you want to go to the next precaution, you can have it removed. And again, if that's the case, first you want to have it tested because it may not even have asbestos in it. It may be in that 30%. But if it does, you are going to have it removed, it's got to be done professionally.
Okay. Can you carpet over asbestos tiles? Or do any type of flooring, hardwood floors, vinyl flooring? Can you do anything over asbestos tiles, or do you recommend removing them?
If you are going to put a floor covering over top of asbestos tiles, you want to do it in such a way that you're not just damaging the tiles, puncturing the tiles. A little bit of
adhesive glue.
Yeah, to hold it down to,
instead of like a staple.
Instead of stapling it down or nailing it down.
Okay.
And it certainly, you can do that. We kind of lean toward recommending that it be removed because what typically happens is you have something like water damage or some kind of other damage to your house. And then these tiles are underneath your carpet. They're still going to need to be removed at that point.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right. And that's good advice. Okay, anything that we want to talk about asbestos before we move on? Any points you want to make that we didn't hit?
I think we covered it.
Okay, great. And I thank you guys for your time today with us. Very informative. Christy Leyland, Marketing and Service Manager, and Gary Lyons, General Manager from Disaster, Blaster, and Avoca. What's your contact information, please?
Our contact information is 911 Main Street in Avoca. Phone number is 570-963-1123. Our website is www.disasterblaster.com, and you can like us too on Facebook.
Okay, great. Before we close, we'll go review a listing.
Yeah, I have a house, 513 Grandview Street in Clark Summit. This is a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath home. It's listed for $239,000. This home is in moving condition with a beautiful master suite, great kitchen, and a lovely deck. It has an oversized family room with a stone-built fireplace. That's a real nice touch. This is truly one-of-a-kind home with 4 levels of living space. It has a 2-car built-in garage. You don't have to get wet when you get out of the car. You just go in, no cleaning off the snow, none of that. Hardwood floors and natural woodwork. It has a nice skylight in the master bath. That's great. Plenty of natural light in there. This is a great home located at 513 Grandview Street in Clark Summit. 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath for $239,000, listed by Sarah Weiss.
Thank you, Pat. And our tip before we close, disconnect hoses and winterize your lawn irrigation system. Leaving water in any exterior hose or pipe can cause them to freeze and burst. If your exterior faucets aren't self-draining, be sure to turn off the water manually at the shutoff valve inside the house so water doesn't stand in the wall pipes. If you have a lawn irrigation system, it's important to make sure all the water has been drained from the system before the first freeze. Depending on the type of system you've installed, this may require the assistance of a professional. And believe it or not, people forget to do that. So that's why I leave you with that tip today.
Yes, lots of burst pipes in the lawn.
It's that time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, with Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Guys, I'd like to have you back next week. Gary and Christy, if you'd be kind enough to come back to talk about radon, we'd love to have you back if you're open.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Okay. If you have any questions during the week,
you can email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll free at 888-399-5225.
You can view our listings, search the MLS, or listen to our archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Have a happy and safe Halloween.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way. It's the Real Estate Roundtable.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
And I'm Pat Devaney from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
Looking out for you and determined to help you buy or sell your home. Hosts of Real Estate Roundtable can be heard every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. Tune in to Jackie and Pat discussing buying, selling, and everything real estate. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate is your most up-to-date real estate information and advice. Real Estate Roundtable, Saturdays 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m.